Blog Talk Radio.
Do you realize
how blessed
have you
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone, and thanksgiving to everyone who's on the call and those who aren't on the call. I'm also going to thank Sister Danielle for being such a lovely host and the congregation that is Central Church of Christ. It's Myrna Jarvis, been a great sponsor of this great program for this. We ought to be eternally grateful. Today we want to, because it's a special time of the year, Thanksgiving Day, and those on this call, I hope you're being thankful in many ways. But you know, oftentimes when we talk about Thanksgiving, sometimes we ask, how do you define Thanksgiving? What does it mean to you? There are various terminology that we can utilize to express what we think about Thanksgiving, what it is. Some define it as being reverent to God, to others. Some identified as showing or displaying gratitude. Some say it's a form of humility, and others say it's a great way to express our appreciation. And fortunately, all of those terms are accurate and all of those terms are true. However, oftentimes there are those who do express reverence and gratitude and humility and appreciation, but they're not always those who we expect to do so. And so we also need to recognize that Thanksgiving finds those who we least expect to do so. We are surprised sometimes and we see a character display of someone we are familiar with, and we would express, I can't believe he said that. Oh, man, that's real special. I didn't know you were like that. And it can go either negative or positive or indifference. But today we want to look at a situation in Luke chapter 17. Beginning at verse 11, where in that passage, the least respected person was more grateful, reverent, humble, and appreciative than those who we expected to be reverent, gracious, humble, and appreciative. And Jesus paints this masterpiece to let us realize it's not necessarily the way the man dressed or the way the woman's dressed. Is how she acts really determines her value or her quality. The Bible says in verse 17, but he, knowing this, when we look at verse 17, that is, chapter 17, and it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there he met 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lift up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourself unto the priests. And as it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorifying God. And fell down his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. It is real significant the way these words are crafted. In verse 11, and it came to pass, he came to Samaria, Jerusalem, Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered to a certain village there, he met 10 men that were lepers, which were all. They were far because they were lepers. They had this incurable disease, leprosy, that they had. Their station was to remain separated, isolated from other populations because of the dreadfulness of the disease. However, they lift up their voice to be heard and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy. They knew that from past times they were unable to be cured. So they heard Jesus was coming in the region, and they took the opportunity to ask of him mercy. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show thyself unto the priest. This is significant because only the priest could pronounce clean or even defile. And so Jesus didn't take matters just on him per se, because he recognized the law of the land, and the priest had the station and the only authority, as Moses did, to pronounce unclean. And so as they went on their way, going towards the priest, they were cleansed. And one of them, notice the isolation of one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back the loud voice and glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. He was a Samaritan. Why this significant point here? Samaritans were those who were hated by the Jews. We see this in so many passages of the scriptures, even in Luke chapter 9 on the Jericho Road. The one who helped this other person who had to be a Jew, he was Samaritan. He's the least expected person to help a Jew who had been beaten up by another Jew. And then we find that Jesus met the woman at the well in John chapter 4. She was a Samaritan, and she knew in her own culture that Jews had nothing to do with Samaritans. Who were these people? They were an admixture of Assyrians and Jews due to the captivity. And they had been ostracized, isolated, and avoided because of their being half-breeds or being mixed breed. But here we find that we have a mixed breed or half-breed who also has leprosy. So all lepers hung out together, whether you're a mixed breed, whole breed, or whatever. But the writer points this out, and I think God, through his divine providence, is letting us realize that God is no respecter of person. He that worship God, God accepts him. So this significant person, a Samaritan, he felt the need to show reverence. He felt the need to display gratitude, humility, and appreciation. But we always question, where are the nine? What happened to them? Well, oftentimes we expect the majority to do the right thing. But we can see in this case, the majority doesn't always do the right thing. We find here that the minority is doing the right thing. Those who have been neglected, marginalized, isolated, disenfranchised, are the ones who are least expected to do the right thing. However, in this case, this person is the only one that does the right thing. On this Thanksgiving Day, don't be surprised when you see, because of the nature of this day, that those who are least expected to show gratitude, reverence, humility, appreciation, when you see them express, just make out like, hey, that's how they normally are. Because it's times like these that God can bring out the best in the worst. And he can bring out, and sometimes the worst come out the best. But in this situation, we find that those who are looked upon as being the worst are at their best performance. And I can only imagine when we use this passage, oftentimes it is to show that, hey, who's really thankful? Who's really blessed by God? The one who loved to have the most, as Jesus used another passage about the woman who was caught up in sin and used her hair to wash his feet in Simon's home. I think that's also in Luke chapter 9 or 10, somewhere in there, is that he said that the one who has the greatest sin will be the greatest servant. And the one who thinks that the less sin will be the least servant or least appreciative. And so here's a paradox, but it's God's dealing with how we view God and view Thanksgiving. And so today, let us all be thankful, because as the scriptures tells us, Ephesians 5, 19 and 20, Philippians 4, 5 and 6, Colossians 3, 15 to 17, that always giving thanks unto God the Father for everything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, giving thanks to God the Father through him, that is Jesus Christ. Let us on this Thanksgiving Day love one another and be thankful, let's reverence each other, be gracious and show gratitude, humility, and appreciation. Let us pray. Mr. God, we're so thankful for this great day that you've given us. Let us be mindful that great response to your will and your way doesn't always come from those who are expected by man. We know you know all men. We people who do change because of truth, because of your word and how it impacts our lives. Allow each one to enjoy their time, their family, and let those who are traveling on the roads drive safe and be safe and arrive safe at their destination. We thank you for another great day that you've given us to live, even though it's named Thanksgiving Day by our country and the culture. But we know it's a day that you've blessed us all with. For this, we are eternally grateful. Be with those today and all the families and those who are struggling to provide a meal for their loved ones in such a nice fashion. We pray that someone bless them in a very good way. This we pray in your Son Christ's name. Amen.